I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings to the automatically deleted husband. Very little to report today. The feedback has been virtually zero. And obviously that's a concern, although I have contacted some people who are, and I've also had some interaction with the state in reference to the relationship with my wife, which, you know, something that was imposed on me. But again, it's apply only some rules, but not others. And so I was thinking about that, and because I actually had a phone call with him yesterday. This morning I was, before I got up, I was thinking, and so I wrote them and I asked them, right now my wife is extracting funds from me. I have a stack of return cards plus all the ones on the wall there, where obviously my communications with my kids are censored. This is a voicemail. As I'm attempting to talk with my kids, it's been censored. That's, you know, abundantly clear. So for years, I've been denied communications with my kids. And, you know, I'm supposed to be known about their medical stuff and education and whatnot. I haven't heard about that in years. So I asked the question, are they alive? It's an honest question. I don't even know if my kids are alive. I have no evidence. It's a horrible thought. But there was one thing of good news. I sent out a postcard today, again to George. Because I asked him in reference to the postcard that I sent, which is in reference to, see if I have it here. I'm supposed to have it right in front of me, and I'm not. I just released a video, Modern Day Slavery. Do you think you know anyone besides your dad who has the courage and love to take that on? Love, Dan. I'll get that back, I'm sure, in a couple weeks, right? Because obviously it's hate speech. But I went out to the mailbox and I got a card in return. And I'm delighted. Someone who actually shows love to me, which is marvelous. You know, have a happy, blessed new year. May enjoy the blessings of peace and health and happiness through the new year. Lillian. But the thing that was such a delight at the bottom, two things. One, thanks for the postcard, because I haven't seen her in a while, because when it's cold, it's a problem during the winter. But I look at the handwriting, because, you know, her hand was getting really shaky, and it's getting seems like it's stable again, which implies that whatever issue she may have been having has improved. So, two delights in this. One, you know, because normally it's just, you know, Lillian or, but this time she added a little something, and I found that a great encouragement, and I find the stability in her handwriting of great encouragement. She's 93 and a half. You know, again, I'm in excellent health. I may make that kind of age without my wife and kids. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.